Mahana Celtic, Ballymote Celtic,
Manor Rangers, Benbulbin FC,
Yates United,
Dromore Villa,
Carrick Town,
Boyle Celtic,
Gurcheen Celtic,
St. John's,
Valley Rovers,
Ballygawley Celtic,
Pottery Bowls,
Eel Cover,
Glen Celtic,
Ballacadair United,
Merville United,
Kilglass Enniscrone United.
This is Youth Soccer on Ocean
And I'm pretty sure that the youth soccer programme in Sligo Leitrim didn't have any snow problems, unlike our colleagues down in Munster and County Tipperary and Wexford and elsewhere. Matches abandoned in local soccer and GAA fronts down there, but not Tina Byrne in Sligo Leitrim, I hope.
No, nothing of that ilk this weekend anyway. We have enough problems besides the weather, thanks, Austin.
Sure, indeed. Well, let's get straight into it and go through the results of the weekend for Sligo Leitrim Youth Soccer over the last 48 hours.
Yeah, we had a fairly tight fixture schedule. We had the Subway Boys Under 12 Interleague, Sligo Leitrim 2, Inish Owen 1 in the Boys Under 12 Group A. Group B, Kilglass Enniscrone 0, Gurcheen Celtic 4. Manor Hamilton Rangers 1, St. John's 5. In Under 12 Group C, Yates United 0, Gurcheen Celtic 3. Carrick Town Green 1, Carrick Town Blue 4. Connacht Shield Under 14s, West Coast 3, Ballasadair 0. Con Rangers 0, Rail Tubber 3. In the Under 14 Group A, Gurcheen Celtic 3, Manor Hamilton Rangers 0. Under 14 Division 1, St. John's 4, Merville United 6, Strand Celtic 6, Yates United 2, Ballygawley Celtic 0, Benbulbin FC 3. In the Girls Under 14, Arrow Harp 6, Ballymote Celtic 3, Colry Bows 7, Ballasadair United 1, Benbulbin Celtic 1, Manor Hamilton Rangers 3, Rail Tubber 3, Carrick Town 1, Yates United 5, Strand Celtic White 1. In the Connacht Cup Boys Under 6, Shield Under 16, Boyle Celtic 0, Westport United 5, Valley Rovers 1, Claremorris 0. Under 16 Group A, Gurcheen Celtic 4, Ballasadair 2. In the Under 16 Division 1, Rail Tubber 0, Strand Celtic 3. In the Boys Under 18s, Ballasadair 3, Ballygawley 0. In the Girls Under 18, Yates United 4, Strand Celtic 1, and Manor Hamilton Rangers 3, Ballymote 0. And a couple of results from the midweek fixtures. Last week we had an Under 17 Boys, Ballasadair 4, Ballygawley 2. Under 15 Boys Group A, Strand Celtic 3, Rail Tubber 3. St. John 6, Strand Green 2, they were played last week, and the most notable of those games was the Boys Under 15 Division 1 Cup Final, which had been rescheduled, and it ended Boyle Celtic 1, Dromore Villa 0.
Yeah, well, that's a game we're going to talk about in a bit more detail, Tina, because on the programme last week you mentioned how the match was going to be, or just after we came off air, I think the decision was taken to move the game from last Monday night so that it didn't clash with the Sligo Rovers Cork City SSE or Tricity League Premier Division. So they played last Thursday night and some match.
Yes, by all accounts, it was the classical humdinger. It was played in Celtic Park, Boyle Celtic's home ground. Now, I spoke with one of the integral coaching staff members, Lachlan Conboy, more affectionately known as Lox, today, and he was coming from his own game and rushing to try and see the Merseyside Derby. So, I mean, we had a good chat about how the game went, and really and truly, it was a very, very tight game. Dromore Villa, there's something about Dromore Villa, they are always in the shake-up for cups, shields, everything. I've been in the showgrounds loads where they've been contested various finals, etc. They did the journey across to Boyle. The game started very, very tight. Boyle were probably a little bit, because they had home advantage, I suppose, they probably thought they should, take the game with somewhat ease, but it certainly didn't go their own way. Mind you, in about the 10th or 15th minute, Callum Andrews scored what Lachlan described as an absolutely great goal, a really, really superbly worked goal. It was a combination of himself, Luke McGrath, and some great work by the fullbacks, Gavin and Brian O'Connor, who were the mainstay of the team and the victory. And Callum Andrews' goal took them to half-time, 1-0 up, and I suppose then Dromore Villa, after that, regrouped, decided to make some changes because they knew they were still well in the game. Because one goal, I mean, speaking today in the Premiership, I mean, a goal, 1-0 lead really counts for nothing. But the second half, when it kicked off, Boyle were very maintained a certain dominance about the game.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. So, well, a great game by the sounds of things, and I know there'll be disappointment for when you lose a match like that. But at this young age, they'll learn a lot from those experiences.
Yeah, and interestingly, and this is, I suppose, if you recall a few weeks ago, maybe last week or the week before, I mentioned about some of the Boyle Celtic players that had signed contracts with Sligo Rovers, and unfortunately, because the final was played after the deadline date, it eliminated them. There was two guys. One guy signed for Sligo Rovers and the other guy signed for the Mayo United team, David Flanagan and Eden Cairns. And they couldn't actually play in this final. So it was really disappointing for them because all players like to play for their club team, and especially because they had fulfilled every other fixture before that, because of the rules and regulations, they were eliminated from this final.
This is a challenge for young players who become victims of their own success when they are involved with a number of teams or representative sides and different coaches want a different piece of them.
Yes, and the great thing about this for me was that when I spoke to Lachlan, he said that was the great thing about the squad, that he was able to slot in other players and prove the strength of the squad. So you had great performances from Callum Andrews, Luke McGrath, and the man of the match, interestingly, which tells you a lot about the game, was the Boyle Celtic keeper, Jack Lannan. Right. Apparently, in the last maybe 10 minutes, he had two, if not three, fantastic saves, one at point-blank range, and that kept Boyle Celtic in it. The clock ran down, the time was up, and they emerged victorious. So great celebrations in Boyle on Thursday evening.
Well, congrats to Boyle Celtic and commiserations to Dromore Villa, who showed a lot of heart and fight and determination last Thursday night in that rearranged under-15 cup final. Tina, let's talk about St. Clair's Comprehensive in Manor Hamilton. They contested the FAI Schoolgirls National Junior B Cup final during the week at Athlone Town Stadium. And I'm not sure how you pronounce their opposition. Some say Killina, presentation of Offaly, others say Killina. We'll go for Killina. Let's talk about this.
Yeah, well, this caught my eye because I think Manor Hamilton Rangers would always have produced, a very, very strong teams. And most of the players that play for Manor Hamilton Rangers in our league were playing for the school. And, we probably speak about the likes of Myrne Devaney a good bit. There's another girl there, Leah Fox, who is, again, right up there. And they just... the game was streamed live. I saw a little bit of it. To be fair, I think Killina probably were the stronger team, but it didn't take away one bit from the heart and determination, because incidentally, these few facts people may not be aware of, but Manor Hamilton hit the woodwork twice. I mean, the final score was 3-1. Manor Hamilton hit the woodwork twice, and unfortunately, the final score was 3-1. But just on behalf of the league, just very well done to all the players, coaches, supporters, everything who contributed to that.
And we might as well give a tip of the cap or a doff of the cap to the Sligo Leitrim Youth social media officer, because that game was streamed live from Athlone.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, I was obviously it was a working day for me, so I was able to tune in a little bit on my lunch break, of course, and I saw a little bit. But it was great because there was a lot of people tuning in and out just to see how it was going, and very clear, and you could hear the supporters in the background. But unfortunately, it just wasn't Manor's day. But certainly, they were very gracious in defeat. And as always, it won't stop them coming back again.
Yeah, so disappointment for St. Clair's Comprehensive Junior Girls Soccer Team in that FAI National Cup final. But there is good news for Manor Rangers FC this week, Tina.
Yeah, well, Manor Rangers, incidentally, I a few things catch my eye when I'm reading on social media, bits and pieces. And a lot of clubs now, because of the birth of the sort of National League in for the League of Ireland teams, etc. Manor Rangers had Myrne Devaney and Leah Fox sign with the Sligo Rovers under 17 ladies. They had Aina Clancy and Patrick Montgomery sign for Sligo Rovers under 17s. And Peter Maguire has re-signed for Sligo Rovers, sorry, the Aina Clancy and Patrick Montgomery under 15s, and Peter Maguire has re-signed for the Sligo Rovers under 17s. So there's a huge amount of talent coming out of Leitrim. And yes, there are pros and cons, but you have to say that it's all good for player development, and that their pathway is being made a lot easier than it was maybe 20 or 30 years ago, when the only option was go abroad if you wanted to pursue soccer as a career option.
Sure, so congrats to all the lads there, and to Peter Maguire, called up to the under 17 representative side. Sligo Rovers under 17, by the way, beaten narrowly 3-2 today by Drogheda United at United Park. Anything else before you finish you want to touch on?
Yeah, a couple of things just quickly. In the Gaynor qualifiers, Sligo Leitrim under 13 girls and under 15 girls are on top of their groups. They're in groups with Donegal, Inishowen, Mayo, Longford and Midwestern Region, and both teams are proudly sitting on top at this stage in the competition. I'd like to give a shout out as well to Réal Tubber, who had a really good win. They're now in the Connacht Shield semi-final at under 14 level. They travelled to Con Rangers and came away with a 3-0 win. I don't have any details, unfortunately, about all the scores or all that, but I'm sure we can cover some of that when they get to the semi-final, whatever. But a really, really good win. I don't know what it is about some clubs, they seem to be able to produce underage players. I'm going to put it down to Raf's takeaway. The food there seems to work, because you have some great talent coming out. October. Again, very well done. Best of luck in the next game. There's so many other teams that could get a mention, but it's just, I guess time is going to go against us. But very, very, very well done to Réal Tubber on that win.
And the Rovers winning as well, Tina.
Indeed, yeah. I mean, I don't know what did somebody send up a picnic basket from the Tubber Curry, but with Raf on the other team now, you know. But it's great. I mean, there was a great photo on social media of Luke Kerrigan going in to try and get the ball off Raf. So I mean, it's kind of like the master and the.
And the new wannabe,
and
yes.
Exactly, yeah. and the trainee. So, yeah, so all good on that front too. It's nice to get a win.
Indeed. And we'll have the Rovers review after 6 this evening. Tina, that's about it, I think, for this week.
That's fine. Thanks a lot, Austin.
Don't forget, you can keep an eye on all the Sligo Leitrim youth activity on social media. Look for SL Youths O on Facebook and Twitter, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Apologies if I'm not. On Facebook and Twitter, it's bang up today with all the Sligo Leitrim youth soccer happenings. Tina Byrne, thank you very much.
Thank you, Austin.
Arrowhart,
Aughana Celtic,
Ballymote Celtic,
Manor Rangers,
Benbulben FC,
Yates United,
Dromore Villa,
Carrick Town,
Boyle Celtic,
Gurcheen Celtic,
St. John's,
Valley Rovers,
Ballygawley Celtic,
Pawry Bowes,
Eel Tubber,
Dan Celtic,
Ballacadare United,
Merville United,
Kilglass, Enniscrone United.